Don't let the stack of papers scare you. It's just the picture, so I know where everything falls. It looks big, but it's not. Glad no one's interpreting, because someone would have a little bit of a fast speed. Help me out, and just remembering.
Forward, backwards.
Okay. And then that's the, oops. In case you were wondering, I was curious too, so I snapped that picture to make sure. La Palma, I have a better understanding now when I read the gospel about how the disciples, Peter, Paul, would talk about, long for, desire to have in their hearts and to keep the prayers for the people, because I've been to a little town that's located on the Honduran border, about 2 hours north of San Salvador, just about 4 miles from the highest peak in El Salvador, El Pital. The Palm Beach Lakes Church of Christ has members who've been there. Josh and Kara have been there. Our own Troy Spradlin has been there. Allison was there last year as part of the medical team, Allison Price, and was there again this summer. I'm going back next year. It's a work of the Monette Church of Christ in Monette, Missouri. They oversee the work in La Palma. The plan that they established several years ago was to make La Palma a hub for evangelism for three countries that meet just a few miles from where La Palma is. To teach the children to be self-supporting in life and as Christians, and to help them to grow a generation of children that would become self-supporting in their roles as active members in a self-supporting congregation, to plant churches, to become evangelists, and to help spread the gospel worldwide. The town of La Palma is a beautiful little place. It's full of art. As a matter of fact, a man in the 1970s named Yorta came in and established it as a tourist location because he established schools of art. But it's an ugly town in some ways, too, because you walk around and you see drainage of sewage. You see water flowing that you know is nasty. You smell it. You see homes that are made in such a way that the only way to describe it is going camping. Have you been cooking on a camp stove before? That's their kitchen. Cute guy there on the wall. But when I walked around the town, you could see the houses are rudimentary in building. There's someone's kitchen across the street from their home, but yet there's someone's garage door. Very beautiful. Here's someone's home on the side of a hill just down from an apartment complex. The roads are kind of interesting. That's one road in town. That's another road in town. So it was an adventure to be in La Palma, but it was beautiful. It was absolutely gorgeous to be in this little town in the mountains of El Salvador. This is Reina and her daughter. They came up on me as I was taking a picture, which I'll show you in a few moments, but you'll see a little more of her. Across the street from Reina, I was walking along, and there's an intersection, and it's a little dark. It was getting to twilight, and I saw this little shed built off to the side, and I thought how interesting that was, that at the intersection sits this home, and here's this shed literally out in the intersection of a road. It wasn't until I walked past it and a few missing boards revealed to me that this was not a shed because the person was using the bathroom. There was a civil war as well as a war with Honduras. The Honduran war actually began over a soccer game in San Salvador. And La Palma being positioned where it was kind of in a bad spot. It was in a lot of war-torn times. I found this building, which was evidence of the fact that there had been war there in La Palma. I also found this shot, and I decided to take a picture. If you notice, if you center it in, I kind of thought that was cute, and I'd throw that in because I got my reflection. But when you walk around town, you see a lot of trash because the children, the people, I was amazed. They walk along, open wrapper, throw it down. They're drinking a soda, throw it down. And so part of the training, part of learning is to help them to understand, to do things to improve their community as well. As we were walking along, we noticed how beautiful the buildings were, a lot of painting, how interesting this was on the way to go to church that morning at the soccer field, and we were admiring the beautiful door there. And then as we walked past, we got a good look and looked back, and you can see Freddie standing over his shoulder there, and you can't quite see what's right there, but those are caskets. That was the local funeral parlor. The view from the hotel, I had to wake up every morning to look out at mountains and see the mist that arises over the mountains. It was absolutely beautiful. Sometimes you'd wake up and see it straight over towards the other side of that ridge is Honduras. Over to the far left is El Pital, which is about 4 miles away, but it is right at the Honduran-El Salvador border. This is the hotel. You're looking at that part right here is the top of the first room, so we're standing right on the hotel porch. I just absolutely enjoyed waking up and looking up there every day. You go into a person's home. This is the home of Reina. We were there on the first Sunday night for the meal of pupusas. Take a look at this. You think that lizards and geckos can get into your house and we have a closed home? They've got separation between the tile and the home. You notice the tile? This is just the tile with just a steel beam or a girder here that they have it resting on. The room is about the size of my, well, actually, her home fits inside my living room. Those of you who've been in my home, my kitchen is about the size of her one-bedroom home for four people. Now, she does have a wall that separates the bedroom, but that's it. Most homes just have a separation with a sheet. But Raina hosted us that night, and we had pupusas. Going shopping. Oh, I'm sorry, one other. This is her bathroom. This is also her shower, bathroom and shower, shared by her parents. Her home is over this way. This is her parents' home. The bathroom, the shower, and this is the sink area, and there's the water that supplies the sink. Going shopping, nice gentleman who was doing a lot of making hammocks and making bags, and he invited me up to help him do that. I wish I had a better picture of what he was making, but this is from his first store. I discovered he had a second store. But even though La Palma is a small little town, they do have a superstore. It's not the same one that you'd find at Walmart, Kmart, or maybe at Target, but they do have a superstore. It's called the Super, as you can see it, the Superstore. That didn't go over as well as I thought it would. Oh, well. The children, though, that's the reason why I was there, to teach the children. This is Raina and her children, Brian, and I can't remember the daughter's name. Notice something about all the children? They're wearing uniforms. Absolutely precious to watch them walking to school. And they all walk to school. Notice they're also wearing ties. These are from the Christian school, those who are wearing the brown. They have ties. You can tell whether they're going to morning school or afternoon school because if they have their tie on, they're going to school. When school was out, that tie came off. But they'd be walking back, and just precious as could be. This one right here is one of my four huggers, is what I became to know them as, and I'll tell you that little story in a moment. But they would walk to school, sometimes up to 2 miles a day. One girl I know walks an hour. I don't know her distance, but she walks an hour to get to school. But some of them also took the local transportation. Liked watching these guys go to school every morning. I would sit and drink coffee and watch them walk by. And I think that's where I had a blank space. Yes. But they did a lot of walking, but one problem about walking is vehicular and pedestrian traffic flow very close to each other. This view you see looking to the left is coming just off the mountain, and the semis come down off the mountain, and then immediately right in front and to the right of the hotel is this intersection. So where you saw that first area was just about a half block up from right here, and then all of them intersect right at the middle. And that was right out in front of the hotel. This is a moto taxi. It's a form of transportation, a little three-wheeled motorcycle. The students didn't know about the commercial, but I would mimic it, and they always laughed at when one of these would go by. I'd go, "Hello, moto, taxi." And the kids loved it. They knew nothing about that, but I loved it. Homes are built right off the road. Air conditioning is nothing more than a window and a breeze, and you better hope for a breeze. But actually, being in the mountains, it was very nice. The only place I found that had air conditioning was at the chef's school, and it was also a restaurant. What did I learn? I learned a lot of things about children, that they can learn in the poorest of environments, that they can learn without gadgets, any kind of specialized learning tools about any kind of special environments, but yet they would also love doing it. They would run home in the morning after school to give their uniform and their shoes to another sibling who would then go to afternoon school. I learned that playtime can be done outdoors without any kind of gadgets. I didn't see many iPods or any kind of Game Boys, but I did see a lot of marbles and jump rope, and I saw people climbing trees and chasing each other and playing ball and soccer. I learned that my skin breaks out when Raina washes my clothes. I wish I wouldn't have learned that from the underwear that she had washed, but I did. I learned that shoes are just as important in El Salvador as they are in the United States, but the difference is having a pair of shoes is important. Having a second pair of shoes is a luxury. And that's another pause. It was easy to make friends. All you had to do was stick your hand out. Here's a little parakeet. I'm whistling to him. He was singing to me, so I was whistling back. But making friends was not hard to do. Allison Price was able to make friends and influenced a few people. Sorry, Allison. Really, all you had to do with the children was just lay down and they would come to you. Or you'd hold the camera out and they would take pictures. Or you would take a picture and they'd crowd in more, and you'd take another picture and they'd crowd in for more, and they'd crowd in for more, so you'd take more pictures and show it to them. Or you'd just sit there and Jorge would just come up and crawl in your lap, or be wearing a cap or hat, and she comes and wants to wear your hat, or just be sitting somewhere and they just come and crawl up on you and give you a great big old hug. I learned that whether it rains there, it was the rainy season, and when you're riding in the back of a pickup truck, it can be kind of fun. On the way to Ocotepeque, Honduras, for Sunday night service, there were 8 of us or 11 of us that went. You see, we're smiling, we're laughing, and then rains begin to come. As you're riding in the back of the pickup, it gets a little harder as you ride along, and it gets a little harder, and the wind picks up, then I like that one. And it gets a little harder as you go further, to the point that by the time the evening was over, I had gone to church, I was halfway soaked, and on the ride back home, I was totally soaked. And so you see, I look like a drowned rat. This is the plastic bag I crawled into to try and keep myself dry, but it didn't work. Whoops. Doo-doo-doo. The church in Ocotepeque meets in the garage of the preacher. For this particular event, because they were having guests, they decided to put up a shelter, to put up a little camping cover there so that we who were visitors could sit inside the building and the members could sit outside. They had a baptism that night after I punched the button and there we go. They had a baptism after it was all over, and after it was over, the services were over and the baptism, the members stacked the chairs and stacked the pews. They took down the awning and they stowed it away neatly to the side of the garage so that the preacher could continue to use his garage throughout the week. And I'm having trouble as I'm punching the button, so I'm kind of hoping. Anyway, there was the baptism. Now, the potential. 5 years ago, a man named Ennio went to his community, or to his church there in Monette, and said, there is a small place that you need to go to. The potential is phenomenal. It took 18 months for him to do it, but unlike the 12 spies that went in and only two came back with a fulfillment of, let's go into this place, every person who went down to look upon what could be the potential with El Salvador's La Palma came back with the report, we have got to go. So they began going, and in 3 years, the mission effort has been well responded to. The church has an attendance on June 17th of 130 people, two active preachers that are supported by the Monette congregation, an average of one baptism every 2 weeks, a church building that doubles as a K-4 school, a strong working relationship and support from the mayor of La Palma, a population that appreciates the work that's being done by the church, and expansion into the town of San Ignacio, where you've seen the pictures of where we had been holding our gospel meeting, and then also over into Ocotepeque. As I was on the bus going over, I had one little girl sitting behind me to my right. She kept pulling on my hair, and every time she would, I'd look over my left shoulder and go, no, 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 to the mother. She'd pull on my hair, no, 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 to the mother. And the girl would just laugh and loved it so much, but she kept pulling my hair, and I kept waiting and timing, and finally, just when I got the timing, when she was going to come and pull my hair, I snapped this picture. This is the sister of one of my huggers, as I said. On June the 10th, we had our regional worship service, people from 5 countries, the United States, El Salvador, Nicaragua, Honduras, and Guatemala met. There were just under 400 people that gathered at the soccer field. Preachers would meet underneath the banner, the tent as you see here, and these two ladies came forward to be baptized. They were taken immediately to the hotel and to the pool where they were baptized. The work in this location, you'll also notice this gentleman had to borrow a shirt from me so that he could be baptized, so you might notice that. Ron, you might like that shirt in the third picture. Even a dentist from El Salvador, working as part of the team, I was able to sit down and have a Bible study with her, and you see the results of that Bible study. But all in all, and I was amazed, Phil, with what you said with your numbers, we had 15 people in a 2-week period to be baptized. The potential in growth is a group of people who go out and share the gospel. 3 of the people that were baptized were relatives. After they had been baptized that first week, they went and got their relatives and said, come in here. And so we had 15 total during the week, or 2 weeks rather. Sunday, June 17th, was the last Sunday that I was there, Bible class and worship service. As I said, we had 130 people. The children met in the back in the kindergarten room. I caught them in the midst of their prayer. This young man is an active young man, and that's a great thing for the congregation there, because now, as was stated earlier, a lot of women who are involved in coming to the Lord, now the young men are starting to be active and involved. And before I left, I was able to go to him in my broken Spanish and say, you are a good young man. I am proud of you. I look forward to being with you next year. And it meant a lot to him. He just reached out and gave me a big hug, because I said, I saw the work you did on Saturday and how much work you've contributed. This is one of the two preachers. I'm working with him now and sending him some materials. One day while I was having lunch, I was waiting to have my pupusas prepared for me, and I noticed this young girl was sitting there reading from a New Testament that we had passed out that week. She was reading aloud to her little brother, and as she was reading, the customers were coming in and listening to her, and as she continued to read, other children would come around. The gospel is being spread very easily to some people who are very open to hearing the word. La Palma has a Christian school that began as a dream in September of last year. In December of 06, they went down and started by taking it into the church building here. And in February, they opened up their door. The mayor has offered 3 acres of land to the church in order to establish the preaching school that they want to establish by the school year 2008 to 2009. I wish I would have brought the video of it, but every time an adult would walk in or a new person would walk into the classroom, the students would stop, get the attention of the teacher, stop the teacher. They would all stand up, and then they would state something to the effect of, good morning, welcome to our classroom. We are the students of the fourth grade. It didn't matter if you came back in any other time, but the first time you came in, they welcomed you. And if someone new came in, they would stop. They could do it 5 times. It did not matter because they wanted to welcome you to their school. I fell in love with these little children. I mentioned 4 little huggers. I had 1 little boy. I could not enter his room without him coming to me and giving me a hug. If I did not get down on my knees fast enough for him to hug me, he was hugging on my legs. I had 4 in particular that they would just get up and come and run over to me. They were my little huggers. I helped put together the computer lab. On the right is with the when it only had 4, and then by the time I had left, I'd been able to put in the others and create 10 total. That's their water fountain. I found that interesting, 1 cup, and I know that I'm going to finish very quickly, guys. During the mission effort and the medical work, the dentists, the nurses that were there from the United States and within El Salvador spent 2 weeks in the clinic. They treated just over 3,000 people, some of them coming from as far away as San Salvador to get their free medicines. The record they treated was 399 people treated in 1 day. Everyone got a minimum of a parasite treatment and a supply of vitamins. Dental fillings were received or replaced. Several got prescription glasses or reading glasses, and you helped contribute to that. You'll see in some of these pictures of the distribution some of the 200 pounds of toothbrushes and toothpaste and educational material and reading material, as well as reading glasses and eyeglasses and children's underwear and children's socks that you helped contribute. I still have material at my home that I've got to pack up and send to Monette because we didn't get it all down there in what Allison and I could both take. They sent a 40-foot container down, and we were able to unload it. I think you'll see that in portions of this. Part of what they brought down was playground material. They converted this area just north of above the school into a playground, and you can see now after they had built that in. The children love that. This was on Sunday afternoon after church services. Coming up right after that are the pictures of the reading material that some of you had supplied. I love the fact that these little children just sat down and decided during their recess time to grab the stack of books and start reading. Shoes. We distributed over 1,000 shoes, starting with the children of the church, of the school and of the church, and then passed it out onto the people throughout. And I'm going to let that continue to run as it just shows you additional pictures of all the things you contributed being distributed, some of which we did at the church, some of which we did at the school. Some of it we did by going house to house to individuals that had specific material. Most of it, though, was done at the hotel as it was distributed. I'm going back next year. I'm actually going back in 2 weeks to do some more things on my own, to have a vacation because I enjoyed it so much. La Palma's in my heart, as I said at the beginning. I could go on and on. If you don't believe it, just ask me, and I'll keep talking to you, and then eventually you'll have to tell me to shut up because I could keep talking about the things I see. But I thank you for your prayers and the work that you contributed. They were amazed to see that 2 people from South Florida would actually be involved in this, because most of the people involved in the work are from Missouri, Oklahoma, and Arkansas. But to have Allison and myself to be there, to have Troy, to have Kara, to have Josh, they were so pleased. And for us to be able to load up about 200 pounds and bring down, not even including the 40 tubs that were brought by the other members that were there, but just the contributions that we had. And I was so proud to see some of the things that was being passed out and knowing that some of you actually gave it to me or contributed to the box back there. But it was a wonderful work, and as I said, 15 baptisms, and the work continues on. The school is growing. They want to have a preacher school within 2 years. They want to have it complete up to university level or high school level within the next 5 years, and have this area of northern El Salvador become the missionary hub for 3 countries. I thank you for your time.